Stardom 101.
It's the Stardom 101 magazine podcast.
Shining light on today's tastemakers
and innovators.
Keep it with your host, Christopher Boykin.
It's the Stardom 101 magazine podcast.
Yes, it's Stardom 101 Magazine Podcast here back on iHeartRadio. Thank you guys tapping into the platform once again each and every week. You know what we do. We feature prominent talent all across the globe, on the rise, doing significant things in society. And today I won't disappoint. I got my guy, Mr. V Banks, in the building. He's going to talk about his album, his projects, his brand, his product, and these things of this nature that he got coming up. What's going on with you, bro? How you feeling, man?
Feeling good, feeling great. What's up, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. We just out here living. We doing our thing. And we got some stuff we want to talk to you about, man. I like I said, you got these projects coming up. One of them being, it's called Demented Ways, the freestyle album. So before I even get to the album, the freestyle album, tell me about your creative process, man. Like, what does this project mean to you?
Creative process and what it means to me is more so my old ways of being, just more of getting rid of and transforming and transgressing into something new, and showing everybody that it you can be bad and good at the same time, but make it as one. And you know,
nice.
So
nice.
Growing is good.
Now, nice. So that those growing pains.
Yeah, the growing pains, bro. Let's see, growing pains.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like some maturity, some real life stuff been going on, and yes. Literally. People can get the transformation. They probably used to hearing you in a different way back in the day. But yeah. You're telling me right now, when I tap and press play on this album, they're going to be surprised.
Differently. Different melodies, different tones, and different sounds on each song.
Wow. So, and this is the debut album? Is that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So all these years, and we yes. doing this now. Wow. Yes. Okay. Any favorite song? You got a favorite track on it at all?
I'm going to say Mind Made Up. You know, that's just more so of it's letting you know right then and there what I'm focused on. My mind is made up to do this. I'm focused on this music. I get straight to the point on every song, every title, and it goes straight to the song.
My goodness. Mind Made Up. Okay. So we being intentional now.
Yeah, everything is on point and intentional.
Wow, that's what's up. And this is, as an independent artist, you're doing this?
Yes, sir.
Wow. What's the situation with you and Bentley? Is that still?
That ended this today as we speak. My 1 year deal with them was up today.
Wow.
So are that was, me? Yes, sir.
Okay. So now we're fully independent and
that
journey ran its course. What was this decision maker on you saying, hey, I think I'm going to pivot to this alley, to this street, this way. Was it anything going on that you can share with the listeners? And if you can't, that's fine, because business is business. But was it just time, or what was that decision?
No, it was just time. When the deal's up, you know, when the deal up is up, you know.
Yeah.
And if they ever come with another contract and renew it, may be in the works. But, you know,
wow.
You know how business is.
Yeah, yeah. So. negotiation. I got you. Numbers got to make sense, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Now, who's some people you had on this project, man? You had any features on it, or is just you solo?
No, sir. This is all me.
Wow. Okay. So this is definitely different. Definitely different. Any producers that you want to kind of acknowledge at this point?
Between Beats, you know, Between Beats, High Rolling Productions on there.
Mm.
And that's just about it. You know, it's mostly like a small little in-house production.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. So the home team is when I'm here.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Normally when people drop a project, bro, they normally put out some visuals to it, or at least pick one or two tracks. How deep are you on with the visual aspect, and will one of these tracks be brought to life from a video standpoint, or how's that work?
Yes, the videos will be coming soon.
Nice.
That's in the works right now.
Nice.
That's in the works.
That's beautiful, man. And the follow-up from this, like I said, you have the aftershock part two.
Now, yes, sir.
now tell me about that. What's that all about?
It's the part two is telling you the aftershock of Demented Ways of the first one. I'm giving you the aftershock, you know. I'm still going to keep going with it. It's not going to stop. You know, I'm going to give you a trilogy of that.
Wow.
And then I got a mixtape we're going to drop.
Yeah, man. So what's the deal with you just flooding the market?
I'm flooding them. I'm giving them what they need. I'm gonna give them what they need.
That's
what you need.
That's what's up, man. So we, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get a lot of good music coming from your boy. It's going down as well. It's always exciting when an artist have creative control, right? You got creative control to put out what you want. We live in a different time. You see these major labels, you know, shelving artists and all kinds of stuff. People complaining on social media, like, yo, you know, does that take away from your creativity? How important is creative process to you, creative control?
Creative control, you got to be you. If it's not you, it wouldn't sound right.
Mm.
So that part with me, I feel like you have to be in control of that part. Mm-hmm. Not in control of that part, it wouldn't be you.
I see.
You're just doing it at that point in the moment.
Wow, you just really being controlled at that point, doing what they say.
Yeah, it's just going under. Yeah, so the creative part, everything is all me of every aspect.
Nice.
Every song, everything that you hear.
Beautiful, beautiful. And another part from you is entrepreneurship, working on your brand as a package. You know, a lot of people do business to business, but for you, entrepreneurship is a way of life as well, outside of the music. So tell me about some things that you can people can look forward to from that aspect, from your brand as a total and from entrepreneurship. Anything on the table?
We're doing more so marketing business. Mm-hmm. You know, if you need to elevate your sound and trying to get there to another level, mm-hmm. you want a professional sound, you're trying to elevate your game and get to that next level with your sound and recordings, or even just as so you need your business to go further, or you need a guidance, you feel me? A lot of people out here are lost. They don't know which way to go and turn, you know.
That's true.
So I can mentor you to guide you in that right direction if possible, you know.
Yes, sir.
So we all need help, and we got to get it somewhere.
Yeah, we all need each other, bro. You said that. Mm-hmm. That's actual factual there. Nobody can do it by themselves.
You can't do it.
we both can attest to that. So that's something in itself right there, man. Are you big on that? We got the projects coming out and the music circulating. Is there any plans of doing some shows? You know, festival season is coming up. A lot of people hit the stages, hit little concerts or whatever have you, some shows, anything of that nature. Are you big on showcases and then performances? Mm-hmm.
More so not on the showcase and performance and part of it right now, the mm-hmm. aspect of that right now. Mm-hmm. See, because I did that a long time ago. I went to that realm already. I understand that part of the realm.
Mm.
We focusing more on the business side. We understand what's going on now. You see what I'm saying? So we understand. Man.
That's perfectly stated right there. A lot of part of what we do and who we are as creatives, yourself, myself, is parenting, man, fatherhood. Talk to me about that and the legacy you're trying to leave for your children and, you know, how you really, really critical on how you show up in this music industry, because it could be very dark. You and I both know that, especially dealing with these mixed crowds, you know. So for you and fatherhood and parenting, how important is your music and setting that legacy out for them and that example for them?
And it's very important because, you know, kids' brains, they grow.
Mm-hmm.
And adults' brains grow as well. We learn something new every day. So whatever you feed it to them, whatever you get them, is what they're gonna keep going on and based on and keep feeding it to.
Mm-hmm.
So I want my kids. You know, I got triplets, so I raise them by myself.
Wow.
So it's parenting is all that I got and know and understand. So I got to give them the best of me because I want to see the best of them.
That's what's up. That's perfectly stated, man. That sounds good right there to me, man. Published author, you got that on the resume too, man. So as you can see, I'm punching all the dots with you because I want the people to know that you ain't regular. You're not just normal here. We got a multi-talented brother and father, and I wanted to plow and shout out to you for taking that on because you know and I know, man. Some of these dads out here ain't really being dads. But the fact that you manned up and did what you got to do, kudos to you for doing that. I always like to point and plug positive points, man. I think we need more of that. And your representation of what you're doing right now is awesome, bro. So shout out to you for that.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, bro.
Yes,
appreciate
sir, man. On the public office side, man, you got some books. You got some. Are you still in the literature game? Like, what's happening with that?
I got a couple books, brother. I got a couple books. I got a couple books out there.
You can go
look up on Google. I'm there.
Okay.
I'm on the Google market in the Amazon atmosphere, the book literacy world as well, you know.
What?
Okay. And I'm working on I have like two kids' books, and I think one suspense and one horror.
Nice. Wow. So you
I'm working on a, and I'm working on a another erotica.
Okay. You know? Okay. So that's to come as well.
It's coming. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? It's coming soon.
That's what's up. Any updates on the NIMH designer collection? I seen that on a resume too. I was like, wow, I got the designer collection. How's that going? How's that progress?
Yes. With that, I have it's a partnership with some nice people, and we have some nice shoes, some nice quality shoes. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody like quality shoes.
Yes, sir.
But designer as well, you know, you can even help me with this creative idea and have your name
on
the designer shoe, you know what I'm saying, as well.
Wow.
So it's there, brother. It's, we're getting it there, man.
That's what's
Everything
up, man.
Is a process and a step.
You know how it goes, one step at a time, man. And a last question for you, bro, is, you know, a lot of things, what we do, you know, we in the limelight, pretty much. We in the front of the scenes publicly. But there's some people behind us, you know, family, could be management, could be family, could be kids, could be whoever, friends, associates, who's close to us, who kind of really, you know, make an impact. I always like to end my episodes with shouting those people out because our support system is critical. You and I both know that. So is there anybody at this moment you want to just give them some public recognition, public flowers, and thank you for just literally being by your side and helping you get to the process of being who you are as a man right now?
Yeah, man. I just want to shout out to everybody that rocking with me.
Yeah.
It's so many names to name. They understand. Shout out to everybody that's really down, you know. Keep that's pressing play. Keep pressing going forward. We're going to keep moving and keep matching. We're not going to stop with it. Shout out to y'all, man. Without y'all, there's no me.
That's what's up. I
appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. V Banks checked in with Stardom on the Rise. Once again, don't worry, don't fret. I will have all of his social media links in the show notes of this episode. Make sure y'all go cop the album, stream them up, download them, hit them up, follow them on the gram, Instagram, social medias, man, and make sure you support this brother out here doing amazing things, man. Mr. V Banks, it's been a pleasure, bro. I appreciate your time, man.
Man, I appreciate you too, brother.
Yes, sir. Stardom Magazine, we out. Make sure y'all check us next week. Same time, different guests. Until then, be safe, peace, and we love you guys. Gone.
Are you on the rise to stardom? Well, get featured in the next issue of Stardom 101 Magazine and promote your business or products today. Text MAG to 804-550-8647 or visit stardom101mag.net.
You're listening to the Stardom 101 Magazine podcast with Christopher Boykin. Be sure to subscribe and download this episode, and continue to listen to Stardom on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.